The longest lines at your local Cineplex are probably filled with Hobbit fans. But on other screens, there are lots of tales about real people, from Antoine Fisher to Adolf Hitler. And a new movie about a real person opens today. It's Steven Spielberg's Catch Me If You Can, and Bob Mondello says it's more entertaining than most fiction.
Frank Abagnale was just another runaway teenager in 1964 when he made a useful discovery. He'd gotten pretty good at forging checks, but bank tellers wouldn't cash them for him because he was just a kid. Noticing that they went easier on folks in uniform, he got himself a pilot's getup, complete with snappy hat and Pan Am logo pin, and sure enough, his check got cashed. Then, having dressed the part, he headed for the airport and got a pleasant surprise at the ticket counter.
Hello.
Hi. Are you deadheading?
What?
Are you my deadhead to Miami?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm your deadhead. Here you go.
You're a little late, but the jump seat is open.
You know, it's been a while since I've done this. Which one's the jump seat again?
How's that for winging it? Before long, Frank was branching out, impersonating teachers, doctors, lawyers, and cashing enough checks to attract the attention of the FBI. They assigned Agent Carl Hanratty to bring in what everyone assumed was a seasoned criminal, until one day a clue led them to his mother, and they realized they were dealing with a kid.
We need to send out an all-office teletype. My runs-up's name is Frank Abagnale Jr., age 17.
Is Funky okay? Is he in trouble?
Ma'am, I'm sorry to have to tell you, your son is forging checks.
Forging checks? Wait, I'm sure we can take care of that. I'm working part-time at the church now. Just tell me how much he owes and I'll pay you back.
So far, it's about $1.3 million.
Now, Catch Me If You Can is essentially a true story, but director Steven Spielberg has the opening credits set an interesting tone. They're done in cartoon form, 1960s style, with a detective chasing a fugitive much the way Inspector Clouseau used to chase the Pink Panther. So when Tom Hanks's detective looks clueless chasing Leonardo DiCaprio's con man, the grins come easily. Take the moment early in the investigation when a tip leads the FBI, who've never been close enough to catch so much as a glimpse of Frank, to a motel. Bursting into an empty room, gun drawn, Hanratty finds check machines, blank checks, all the evidence he could hope for. And then Frank, cooler than cool, steps out of the bathroom and starts itemizing this stuff.
You know, he's got over 200 checks here.
Heads! On your head!
Drafting. He even has little payroll envelopes addressed to himself.
Put it down! Drop it!
Relax! You're late, all right? My name's Allen, Barry Allen, United States Secret Service. Your boy just tried to jump out the window. My partner has him in custody.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You think the FBI are the only ones on this guy? I mean, come on. Come on, he's dabbling in government checks here. I've been following a paper trail on this guy for months now. Hey, you mind taking that gun out of my face? Please, really.
As in all the best caper movies, the joy is in watching the con man get away with his con, but Hanks makes rooting for the FBI agent just as much fun, and Spielberg doesn't stop with just the two of them. He brushes in a whole backstory about Frank's father, who's played craftily by Christopher Walken, and ends up making Catch Me If You Can psychologically complex, as if brisk and sharp and funny somehow weren't enough. You'll want to catch it while you can. I'm Bob Mondello.